Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Disney Parks, a division of the Walt Disney Company, for their complete reversal on being an ally to us, the people of the holy acronym string. You may recall that in July of 2021, Disney made a bold announcement to stop introducing their nightly fireworks show with the phrase, "Ladies and Gentlemen," and to implement a parks-wide rebranding toward inclusion in everything from hairstyles to clothing to jewelry, even using words like friend instead of the binary sir or ma'am. And at the time, we celebrated Disney for this super rainbow-friendly rebrand that said to everyone, be our guest. But for those poor, unfortunate souls who visit the Magic Kingdom now, the rainbow age is over. According to an analysis piece at the Park Place and two video recordings on X, the mouse has quietly, almost inaudibly, returned to using the phrase, ladies and gentlemen, which, given the incredibly intentional and scripted nature of everything at Disney, is certainly no accident. And of course, there is a tremendous affront to all of our non-binary and gender non-conforming otherin who do not fit within those oppressive, archaic, dichotomous categories. But what's even worse is that Disney has done this quietly, as if they are secretly apologizing for having done the right thing in the past, a sure sign that on this one day, our prince did not come. Now, it is true that the highly cis-normative phrase, ladies and gentlemen, is not quite as offensive as it once was, if only because now anyone can be a lady, and anyone can be a gentleman, or, as we prefer to say, a gentlemen. But for those who prefer neither, it's still important to accurately and actively cultivate otherin-friendly spaces. And so, I want to return to what I said in July of 2021. If Disney really wants to gain back our trust, we have a simple script they can use every night. Girls, boys, trans persons, non-gendered, polygendered, other-gendered, gender-fluid, and all who yearn for a gender category yet to be discovered. To all the he's, she's, them's, it's, others, and shazams, we affirm you all equally, dreamers of all ages. But for now, Disney has again taken a bite of the poisoned apple of the gender binary and must be canceled. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Victor Glover, crew member of the Artemis II mission and the first black astronaut to go anywhere near the moon, but that's exactly the reason we must cancel him, because he balked over celebrating the importance of his own blackness when asked about this unique historical achievement.
I want to highlight, I guess, maybe one facet of this is the tension, I call it. I live in this, you know, this dichotomy between happiness that a young woman can look at Christina and just physicalize her passion or her interest, or even if it's not something she wants to do, she can just be like, girl power, and that's awesome. And that young brown boys and girls can look at me and go, hey, he looks like me and he's doing what? And that's great. I love that.
Now, I know it sounds like a decent enough answer so far, but wait for the second part, after the comma but.
I also hope we are pushing the other direction, that one day we don't have to talk about these first, that one day this is just, and I listen to this, that this is the human history. It's about human history. It's the story of humanity, not black history, not women's history, but that it becomes human history.
No, this is so disappointing. Here we literally have the first black astronaut going to the moon, and he wants to sidestep his own blackness and instead talk about all the humanity instead of the individual minority and oppressed groups represented on that flight. Women, black men, Canadians. We finally have exactly the kind of diverse mission crew we always dreamt of, and all they can do is act like none of that matters? The only way we can continue to always play one race or gender off against another is if we never let them think of themselves as playing for Team Humanity. They must always be playing for Team White Female, or Team Black Male, or Team Gay Left-Handed Canadian. Not that there's anything wrong with that. So no, Victor Glover, you had your chance, and you chose to shout unity instead of diversity, and that is an unforgivable transgression. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, I am absolutely thrilled to award this week's All-Natural Wood Flute of Justice Award with four corduroy paisleys to Canadian Member of Parliament Leah Gazan, a member of the New Democratic Party, a socialist organization whose members despise the leftist Liberal Party for not being leftist enough. In a scathing critique of Prime Minister Mark Carney's budget priorities, Gazan casually raised the stakes on wokeness certification standards by profoundly expanding our categories of inclusion.
They provided $0 to deal with the ongoing genocide of MMIWG2SLGBTQQIA+. This is abhorrent. This is callous.
Callous and abhorrent indeed. And no, this is not a recommended strong password from the IT department. This is our new official holy acronym string, and wow, 16 characters long. For those of you who may not yet have digested the meaning of this new label, MMIWG2SLGBTQQIA+ stands for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls, and Two-Spirit Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Queer, Questioning, Intersex, Asexual, plus more.
Indigenous women across this country, Indigenous women, girls to us, LGBTQQIA+, are not safe.
So yes, in addition to sexual orientation and gender identity, now being murdered or missing is a category of inclusion for us, which makes sense because these are all varieties of exploitation and oppression, and what's more exploitative than murder?
Not in the national interest of Indigenous women and girls to us, LGBTQQIA+.
Now, you may notice two things here. First, even Gazan herself clearly recognizes that a 16-character holy acronym string is clunky and unwieldy. That's why she shortens it to merely the last 11 in subsequent references. But that's a problem because are missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls not equally significant? Omitting their letters is omitting them. And as we always say, to omit one is to omit all. So despite starting a good work, any effort to condense the sequence in any way is an othering, an exclusion, a marginalizing, microaggression, at least level 3. Remember your training. Verbal clunkiness is a feature, not a bug. The pain of saying a new word reminds us of the virtue signal the saying sends. Awkwarder is virtuer. And that brings us to the second observation. Notice how absolutely normal and flawless her delivery is.
Is the Prime Minister okay having Indigenous women 2SLGBTQQIA+?
Clearly, Gazan has spent good hours practicing the new initialism. She knows that for this to work, it must not only be presented as correct, but it must be treated as so completely unremarkable that it becomes the new norm. And of course, we're all probably going to need to practice saying this a lot in order to pretend it's a normal thing to say. Even I must admit I haven't mastered it just yet. I sometimes forget how many M's to use or whether the first Q stands for queer or questioning. It's queer, by the way. So yes, the deadpan elocution is precisely the right level of enthusiastic blandness a new term requires, because deadpan means boring and boring means normal.
This Prime Minister has turned his back on Indigenous peoples, particularly Indigenous women and girls, 2SLGBTQQIA+.
Remember Johannending's important footnote on weird norming from Article 56-7Y-alpha subsection 14 of the Language Revolutionary's Guide? You know, where it talks about weird norming? Weird norming is the key to cultural revolution. Simultaneously, you must make the old normal seem weird and make the new weird seem normal. Done properly, it makes the target doubt their own recollection of what used to be normal, and thus is a key strategy for cultural gaslighting. When you use a term like MMIWG2SLGBTQQIA+, as if you're simply mentioning the color beige, you make the unevolved question whether the term is even unusual. And yes, you must say the new string casually, effortlessly, and with as straight a face as if you were describing the weather. The situation does, however, raise another interesting opportunity for us to finally create an unholy acronym string for our opponents. But who are they? And what letters of humanity do they claim? Well, they're married, monogamous, and heterosexual, so we could start with MMH. But they're also binary and identify as their sex assigned at birth, so BISAB. Put it all together and you get MMHBISAB, or perhaps just BISAB for short. And these BISABs demand that everyone else treat them like the norm. They create tax incentives for married filing jointly and tax deductions for offspring. They demand special titles like Mr. and Mistress, often shortened to Mrs. And they make the single, the unmarried, the child-free, the infertile, and the divorced all feel lesser, to one degree or another, which means they are even more marginalized groups we might consider acquiring for our ranks. Adding single, unmarried, child-free, infertile, and divorced persons, or SUCFID, SUCFID, to our own acronym string on their behalf would be delightful. There are so many people they've brainwashed into thinking that bisabuality is the norm and that there's something defective with you if you aren't a bisab already, or at least hoping to become one. So even while we honor the legitimacy of MMIWG2S LGBTQQIA+, with the goal of adding SUCFID to the fold, we know that we must be constantly working to make the MMH bisabs of this world feel like they're the weirdos and we're the normies. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.